my biggest concern in all this has been that the process had started before we got the TIF district approved, and that was always a concern, and that's why I've asked today that from the bond attorney that we make sure if we approve anything that we don't put the city at risk. As far as building the building, if it was just built by the college itself or the university itself, it wouldn't bring in taxes except for the lower floor. So in essence, we're not changing what the city's going to gain in this process, but we are gaining a $12 million building within the city.